we thank God every day for the for our yields in our area. We can't say that all over the country. Mm-hmm. If you look at Iowa, they say there's 200-mile stretch that there's not even a corn plant standing. And usually that's not certainly not the case in Iowa. I mean, we just got and it's happened in like the last 4 years. I mean, we've just had incredible yields. It's rained timely, and you know, you talk to growers and they say, you ask if this is the best crop they've ever had in their life, and a lot of them are like, yeah, maybe, or maybe last year, maybe the year before. So mm-hmm. We've been very, very, very fortunate. And as of a couple of weeks, we've seen a little rally in the grain market. Beans have certainly rallied. So it's given some guys some opportunity to go on and hedge, and crops far enough along they can feel comfortable in hedging a certain amount. So that certainly helped. But comparing us to other parts of the country that aren't so fortunate, we're in a really good spot.
I think even other parts of the state, I've heard from farmers in central and eastern Kentucky, they're a little drier than what we are here.
We went to Georgetown just a little bit ago, a month or two ago, and they were burned up. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking with actually our Commissioner Bag, and mentioned the fact that he hadn't had a rain since May, and this was end of July. So, yes, we're very fortunate in this area.
You know, and it takes that in a year like in times now where your cost of inputs are still pretty high. They go up sometimes, but your grain prices don't make a lot of adjustment there to help out.
It does, and then certainly the grain prices are lower compared to what we would like to see, but the yields are going to make up for it. And the other thing, it's kind of the hidden value that we see, especially after the last 4 years, is all your crop insurance guarantees are based on your year old average, your proven average. Well, in the last 4 years with these good yields, those averages have improved. So when we do, and we will have a drought, or we will have something in years to come, the good years are going to help establish that proven yield and that higher yield, and certainly take care of our guys from that perspective.